USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign is accusing the New York Times of targeting the Florida governor for a hit piece. The Times recently published a story sourcing at least one DeSantis staffer who reportedly told them the outlook for DeSantis' White House bid appears grim. DeSantis has been losing ground to Nikki Haley in the polls, and former President Trump still holds a strong lead in the GOP. A spokesperson for the DeSantis campaign, though, accused the Times of producing a hit piece, relying on unnamed sources with their own agendas, they said. A Republican member of both the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the Senate Appropriations Committee has asserted that Republicans are in consensus regarding addressing the southern border. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Senator Bill Hagerty from Tennessee attributed the challenges at the southern border to President Biden.
They're encouraging as many people to flood into this nation as they possibly can, essentially to backfill the blue states where populations are leaving and help them in the calculation of congressional seats going forward.
Hagerty accused the White House of attempting to shift the role of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement from an enforcement agency to a, quote, resettlement agency. The White House has insisted Congress is to blame for failing to pass new comprehensive immigration reform. On his way out the door, Louisiana's governor is pardoning some hardcore criminals. USA's Laura Winters on that story.
Outgoing Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards pardoning 56 prison inmates, including 40 convicted murderers. The Democrat reducing the state's huge prison population, making it a top priority of his final term in office. With little focus on the potential for repeat offenders and the ensuing safety issues regarding residents. Now, in addition to the convicted murderers, some of the prisoners he's letting go were convicted of arson, kidnapping, and armed robbery.
This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Former President Trump is promising to replace Obamacare with his own version. In a Truth Social post on Christmas, Trump said Obamacare was too expensive, in his words, adding he will come up with a much better, less expensive alternative. Trump remains the favorite to win the GOP presidential nomination. In the upcoming months, two American companies are gearing up to dispatch unmanned spacecraft to the moon's surface.
This marks an historic milestone as the first private companies to achieve such a feat. Both projects are supported by funding from NASA. Astrobotic, headquartered in Pittsburgh, aims to launch next month, with Houston-based Intuitive Machines following suit a month later. These initiatives are intricately connected to NASA's Artemis program, which endeavors to return humans to the lunar surface within this decade. I'm John Schaefer.
Tesla is recalling more than 120,000 vehicles in the United States. A letter posted to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website noted the doors on affected models can become unlocked and potentially open during a crash. Those affected vehicles include Tesla models S and X, manufactured for model years 2021 through 2023. The jackpot for Wednesday night's Powerball drawing should roll over to roughly $685 million after no tickets are reported to have matched all six numbers in last night's drawing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.